Krishna Book, Canto 21, Odds and Ends, Chapter 88, Scene 3, God is All Good. Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. The demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and including Lord Indra, Chandra, Varuna, and others, are apt to become very quickly satisfied and very quickly angered by the good or ill behavior of their devotees. But this is not so with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. This means that any living entity within this material world, including the demigods, is conducted by the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the qualities of ignorance and passion are very prominent within the material world. Those devotees who take blessings from the demigods are also infected with the material qualities, especially passion and ignorance. Lord Sri Krishna has therefore stated in Bhagavad Gita that to take blessings from the demigods is less intelligent, because when one takes benedictions from the demigods, the results of such benedictions are temporary. It is easy to get material opulence by worshipping the demigods, but the result is sometimes disastrous. As such, benedictions derived from demigods are appreciated by the less intelligent class of men. Persons who derive benedictions from the demigods gradually become puffed up with material opulence and neglectful of their benefactors. Shukadeva Goswami then addressed King Parikshit. My dear King, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, who are the principal trio of the material creation, are able to bless or curse anyone. But of this trio, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva become very easily satisfied, and at the same time, they become very easily angered. When they are satisfied, they give benedictions without any consideration. But when they are angry, they curse the devotee without any consideration. But Lord Vishnu is not like that. Lord Vishnu is very considerate. Whenever a devotee wants something from Lord Vishnu first of all considers whether such a benediction will ultimately be good for the devotee. Lord Vishnu never bestows any benediction which will ultimately prove disastrous to the devotee. Krishna, therefore, is by His transcendental nature always merciful. Before giving any benediction, Krishna considers whether it will prove beneficial for the devotee. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always merciful, even when it appears that Krishna has killed a demon, or even when Krishna apparently becomes angry towards a devotee, Krishna's actions are always auspicious. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore known as All Good, for whatever Krishna does is good. Thus ends Chapter 88, Scene 3, God is All Good. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.